Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton, and welcome to another podcast from our channel right now, Word from God. Today we're reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 and 11. The Bible says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world works death. For behold, this selfsame thing, that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things you have approved yourself to be clear in this matter." Many leaders in the church today do not understand the need for scriptural repentance. First of all, it is impossible to become a Christian without being confronted with one's own sin and sinfulness. We do not become a Christian by belonging to a so-called Christian organization or church. We are not a Christian because we act morally at times or because we agree with the dogma of a particular moral agenda. We do not take on the true attributes of Christ when we do good things for the community. While we certainly want to see morality and good works surface in the life of a Christian, they must originate from a source that is outside of oneself, and this requires a born-again experience, praise God. A person must see his or her status as a sinner before they can accept their need for a Savior. Unless we repent of acts of sin and accept the fact that we are sinners separated from a holy God by our sin, we cannot be saved, and we are not in right relationship with God. Therefore, beloved, the preacher who does not proclaim the scriptural truths that we've just stated will never see the joy of repentance on the face of a new believer. That is the joy and the relief that is felt and expressed by being cleansed by faith in the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In order for people to experience the joy of repentance, they must first see their need for repentance. Repentance is a relatively simple procedure. In it, a person recognizes that they are moving in a wrong direction. The conviction of this truth is brought on by the operation of the Spirit of God, in most cases promoted by the proclamation of God's Word, the Holy Bible. When a person, saved or unsaved, acknowledges that they are heading down the wrong road, when they stop, when they turn around and head in the opposite direction, they have repented. Now, repentance itself does not bring us the supernatural strength to maintain walking in the right direction. In other words, repentance means that we turn around and we start walking in the right direction, but in itself, repentance does not give us the supernatural strength to keep walking in the right direction. Strength for our walk can only come to us as we maintain our proper object of faith, as we continue to trust exclusively, I love that word, exclusively, in the finished work of Christ. As we trust in that work, the grace and the strength needed to continue in the right direction comes from God through the person of the Holy Spirit to us. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit gives us His help. He gives us the strength we need. He gives us hope. Everything that the believer has is given to us by the person of the Holy Spirit as we properly place our faith in the finished work of Christ upon the cross. Without faith in the cross, the individual Christian will be constantly repenting. Now, we should thank God always for this option. It's expressed in 1 John 1 and 9. But when we come under conviction, when we head the right way and we find that we don't have the wherewithal to continue, then we begin to have problems. The strength that we need, beloved, only comes through faith in the cross. Faith in the cross will give us the needed strength to walk a holy life even on a daily basis. Amen. Does a person who fails in the same area again and again truly repent? In most cases, I sincerely believe that they do. However, without faith in the proper object, without faith in the right object, which is the cross of Christ, they will succumb to the pull to turn again to the wrong direction. The scripture verses that we have shared with you today state the benefits for us of repentance in the life of a believer. There are seven in all. First of all is carefulness. This means there's a new eagerness in our hearts to do that which is right. The second phrase is clearing of ourselves. This indicates the removal of the guilt, the stain, and the weight of sins past. The third word we come to in our scripture reference today is indignation. This indicates that the believer is much displeased with his or her past actions and activities. The fourth word is fear. This indicates a proper reverence for God has been restored in our lives. The next phrase is vehement desire. This indicates a great desire in us to act right. Hallelujah. The next word that we saw there is zeal. This indicates that a fresh zealousness for right living has surfaced in the heart of the believer. And the final word is revenge. This speaks of the believer's attitude toward acts of sin. Now, beloved, the believer is trusting God to retaliate against the sin that destroyed them and to restore what was lost due to that sin. A preacher who does not understand these benefits withholds them from his congregation when he refuses to preach against sin. Ladies and gentlemen, we must rebuke sin, and we must point believers to the strength to overcome sin, faith in the cross of Christ. Heavenly Father, thank you for this few short moments with the people today. Lord God, take the words that we've spoken and drive them to our hearts like arrows of deliverance. And we plead the blood of the Lamb over each and every listener right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.